All right, this morning I want to share with you a word that's in the Bible that may be a little unfamiliar with you. I'm sure you've probably heard of this word, but what is it? What does it mean? And it really illustrates some insightful truth that we definitely can benefit from. And the word is yoke. Okay, not joke, but yoke, Y-O-K-E. So the question is, well, what is a yoke? No, it's not the center of an egg. The joke's on me.
Okay.
The yoke we're going to talk about is a tool used to connect animals so they can do a certain job. You know, before there were deer tractors and other mechanisms that would power machinery, pull carts full of hay or whatever that would be used to plow the fields, they would have to either plow the field by hand, or they would use animals, right? And one animal's nice, but if you could have two animals, that's better yet. So how do you hook up two animals to work together to get the job done? And that's where the yoke comes in. The yoke is that tool or instrument, that item, where with harnesses and everything, the animals are tied together, yoked together, so they can work and get the job done. Now, of course, the challenge is you've got two animals, right? And they've got to work together. It's not like, okay, we just get, you know, a cat and a dog and yoke them up and they can get the job done. That's not going to work, right? And even two cows. You just don't get two any cows, but you get animals that you've trained and worked with. Many times they would yoke up an experienced animal that's used to doing this with maybe a younger, newer animal that will learn from the older. But the key point here is that they put them together, they're yoked together so they can get the job done, all right? So in the Bible, God uses this term or this tool, the yoke, to communicate some wonderful truths. And the first one we're going to look at is in 1 Corinthians 6:14. So if you want to go there in your Bibles, and the key phrase in that verse is, be not unequally yoked to who? Unbelievers. All right? So God's exhortation here is that we would not be connected with unbelievers. That the believer is better off having a relationship with another believer. Okay.
What was the verse?
1 Corinthians 6:14.
No.
Is that not it?
2 Corinthians 6:14.
Thank you for that correction there. All right. So 2 Corinthians 6:14. Can you think of some samples in the Bible where people were not yoked very well or were unequally yoked? Yes.
Samson and Delilah.
Yeah, Samson and Delilah. Not a good yoking there, huh? Anybody else?
Solomon and all of his wives.
Wow, yeah.
God.
Solomon and all of his wives, concubines, and whatever.
Porcupines.
Solomon was God worked with him. He was gonna be the smartest man at the time. But he changed his mind. He did that which God would not have him to do, and it didn't benefit him at all. So,
all those porcupines.
What about Saul, King Saul?
David.
And he conferred with
Endor.
The Endor. Yeah, we call it the Witch of Endor. Familiar spirits there. So, yeah, we can see a lot of examples where people are not yoked together in a good situation, for sure. But you know what? Jesus Christ, he did the Father's will. He was yoked with him in a wonderful way. And this is the second point I want to make. And because Jesus Christ shares with his disciples a wonderful truth using this illustration of being yoked together. And this is in Matthew 11. All right. So Matthew 11, verse 28. So this is the second point or second way we see this word yoke being used in the Bible. And Jesus Christ is working with his disciples. If we took the time to read the context here, a lot of stressful, difficult things are occurring. And so Jesus Christ makes this statement, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what?
Rest.
So those who have that labor, they're out there using their efforts. They have a lot of responsibilities. Who do they need to go to so that they can get the job done and yet have a restful, peaceful life? They go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 29 says, "Take my yoke," right? "Take my yoke, my connection to you, upon you, and learn of" who? "Me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." So the exhortation for his disciples that were dealing with stressful situations was to yoke themselves, harness their minds, their hearts with the Lord Jesus Christ, and learn about him. Yeah, and that's what we're doing, right? You and I have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord in our life. We believe God raised him from the dead. We get born again. We have a relationship with God Almighty. And so we have the opportunity to yoke with him. To yoke with him. Learn of him. Verse 30 here says, "For my yoke is what?
Easy,
and my burden is light."
That's got to be some sort of figure.
How do we need mine?
Well, if you got God's power, nothing's going to bring you down.
That's right. Obviously, we're challenged, but when we go to the Father, we yoke with him and the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can get the job done. We can have that rest to our souls. So he really set a wonderful principle that we all can learn from. So how can I successfully yoke myself to God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ? Good question, huh? Uh-huh. All right, the exhortation is to let's yoke ourselves to the Lord. So how do we do this? Well, the first thing is, and I've already mentioned it a little bit, is to get saved, get born again, get into the family so that you can make that connection. All right, we get born again of God's Spirit, and we take our minds and thoughts and yoke ourselves with the Heavenly Father. And there's a few points here I want to make, 4 points that I trust will help you make this connection, this yoke, so that you can be successful in that relationship, that connection. So number one is, we've got to realize that we have the gift of Holy Spirit with 9 manifestations in us. You know, why can we yoke with the Heavenly Father? Well, we're born again of His Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. We have these 9 manifestations by which we can function with him. We can worship him, speak in tongues, right? We can have word of knowledge, word of wisdom. We can operate this spirit in us enables us to yoke with our Heavenly Father. The second point here to help us do this is that we have the name of Jesus Christ to use. We have that power of attorney. Right, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. We have an attorney with us this morning.
Here's his number. Call him up.
So a power of attorney allows us to have the legal right to use that name. And so we have the legal right to use the name of Jesus Christ. Why do we pray in the name of Jesus Christ? Because we've been given that right. That's our power of attorney. And how big is that name? How strong is that name? What does that name represent? A lot of wonderful things. Philippians 2:9. Let me share a few verses here with you in light of the power of the name of Jesus Christ that we can use as we yoke ourselves with the Heavenly Father and with the Lord Jesus Christ. So Philippians 2:9, wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. So, wow, that's quite a power of attorney, isn't it? That name is above every name. And that name represents the authority of the power of God in our life. That's pretty good. That makes for a nice connection that we can have as we fellowship with the Heavenly Father. It says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we may be saved. That name gives us, has that power by which we can get born again. We can get saved. And then Jesus Christ shares this in John 14. I'll just quote this for you. Verse 13 and 14, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So, did Jesus Christ, was he kidding there? No, he was telling the truth. He doesn't lie. So we have the authority to use the name of Jesus Christ. We have that power of attorney. And this helps us really connect, yoke ourselves in our relationship with God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the third point I want to make here, and you've got to see this in your thinking and in your mind, that these realities are true, okay? They're not just some Sunday school lesson that's nice for one day a week, but this is 24/7, all the time. Yes. So the third point here is you are ambassadors with the ministry of reconciliation to minister to a broken world. And we see this in 2 Corinthians 5:18. And I'll share these verses with you, verses 18, 19, and 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He's given us the responsibility of reconciling man back to him. To wit, or to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. That's what God was doing when he gave his Son so that he could reconcile the world, the people in the world, to himself. And not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. He's given us the words to use to reconcile man back to him. So we're ambassadors. Well, verse 20 says that. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. So we're ambassadors. So, you know, as we hook up to God, as we yoke with him, we should have a mindset, not as a natural man, but as a spiritual person. A spiritual person has the gift of Holy Spirit, right? Nine manifestations. We've got the power of attorney using the name of Jesus Christ. And we're ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ, right? So, man, oh, man, we really connect well with God because of these great realities. And that's what we should think about as we connect or yoke ourselves with the Heavenly Father, that what we see in God's Word and what we have is true. And finally, Philippians 2:13 is a phenomenal verse. I mean, this verse really continues to blow my mind. I've read it hundreds of times. And the heart of this verse is what I want to quote to you, and that's that He works in you both to will and to do of what?
His
good pleasure. So God is committed to work with who?
Us,
you and I, to do His will, what He desires to do. So He's going to do that. He gives us that desire to do of His good pleasure. So now, as we're yoked up with Him, we're working together with Him to do His will and good pleasure. What a wonderful opportunity. God has called us to yoke with Him, to strap in with Him, so that we can do the work He has called us to do. It says in 1 Corinthians 3:9, we are laborers together with Him. All right? So we work together with Him. And that's why we want to yoke in with Him. I think sometimes Christians go out there and they're by themselves and, you know, nobody else is with me and what shall I do? But you are yoked with the Heavenly Father. You have Christ in you. You have the gift of Holy Spirit. You have the power of attorney to use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are ambassadors. He does work within you the will and the do of His good pleasure. So we are yoked with Him. 2 Corinthians 6:1 says, we are workers together with Him. So we are yoked with our Heavenly Father. As far as He's concerned, we are there. We just got to get our minds strapped in to the reality that we work together with the Heavenly Father. And He's blessed. He wants us to be successful, fulfilled. He wants us to have in our life a sense of success and worth and value. And boy, as we stay yoked with Him, we will have that. We will have that. If we go off on our own, you know, things get pretty hairy out there, don't they? They get crazy. But let's get back in. We yoke back into the Heavenly Father. So that's what we want to do. We want to get our mind thinking that we are yoked with Him. We are His new creation in Christ. We are His workmanship, it says in God's Word. He's ordained us to walk in those things that He's called us to do. So we simply need to believe it and act on it. So my exhortation to you this morning is to strap on your hearts and minds to the Master and to move the mighty Word of God. Let's pull together as we're yoked with Him. Let's have our confession of faith saying, God, I'm going to work with You. We are in it together. And this is something that's kind of nice to say first thing in the morning. Good morning, God. I'm yoked with You. Declare it every morning. I'm yoked with You, Father. What will You have me to do today? All right? All right. So, Heavenly Father, thank You for the privilege we have to connect with You, to be yoked with You, Father, that we can work together, do those things that You called each and every one of us to do in this wonderful body of Christ. We all have value, worth, and dignity before You. You've made us that way. And so we're just excited for the days ahead that we can live for You, that we can do the things that You call us to do. Because we're yoked right there with you, Father, and you're right there with us, working within us to will and to do of your good pleasure. So thank you for the privilege, Father, to be yoked with you. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.